Now, I've been asked to say a little word to the boys and girls and young people who are here today. And I think this is Father's Day. And I wondered what I could say to the young people on Father's Day. And I thought it might be safer for me just to give them a little word of fatherly advice. How would that do? But first of all, I want to give them a text. And it's found in the second chapter of the book of Acts. And it's the words of the Apostle Peter. Now, the second chapter of the book of Acts, boys and girls, tells us about the day of Pentecost. And that was a most remarkable day. That actually was the birthday of the Christian church. Isn't that a remarkable thing? And on that day, Peter delivered a most wonderful sermon. And the punchline of that sermon, as we might say, was this. He said, "This Jesus has God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses." This Jesus has God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Now, I was thinking just last evening, one day while I was still in Banbridge, I was going down the street and I met two or three little boys and they were playing football. And I think this was brought to my mind by the fact that those who are interested in sports today are having a feast of it, with golf in America and football in Portugal and tennis in England and rugby in New Zealand. Why, it would be impossible to follow it all, wouldn't it? But these little boys were playing football on the street. And one of them was sporting what I would have called a football jersey. He would have probably called it a football shirt. I think that's what they call it nowadays. And it was a shirt of a very, very famous football team. And I noticed a word on the front of it. And I stopped and I said to this little boy, who was obviously very proud of his new football shirt, I said, "What's that on the front of your shirt?" "Oh," he said, "that's Lager." And before I had time to say anything else, he was gone. And I was left deep in thought to continue my journey. And as I journeyed, this is what I thought. I thought to myself, now, I wouldn't like any little boy out of my Sunday school to be advertising that stuff that has caused so much damage to so many people. Now, I told that story in my own church in Banbridge, and I hope the boys and girls there took it to heart. For you see, we are witnesses to the Lord Jesus Christ by our very lives. And we've got to see to it that how we present ourselves commends the Lord Jesus Christ to others. We've got to be terribly, terribly careful that we are not stumbling blocks in the way of others coming to the Lord Jesus, but that we are stepping stones in the way of others coming to know him whom we have come to know as our own and personal Savior. And so we are called upon, all of us who know and love the Lord Jesus, to be witnesses to him. And we witness to him not simply when we meet like this in church, but we're witnesses to him all the time and in every area of our lives. And I think we need to present ourselves to other boys and girls and men and women in a way that will not in any way be a stumbling block in their coming to the Savior. And so Peter said, and this was the punchline of his address, "The Lord Jesus Christ," he said, "whom you crucified, God has raised him from the dead, and we are witnesses to that great truth."